77 WABC. The following program does not necessarily reflect the views of WABC Radio.
The following program is brought to you by NYU Winthrop Hospital. It's the weekend. Be good to yourself. It's Katz's Corner with Dr. Aaron Katz, where you get simple, straightforward answers to your questions about health, from diet and supplements to lifestyle changes. To reach Dr. Katz, call 800-848-WABC. Now, live on 77 WABC, it's the chairman of urology at NYU Winthrop Hospital in New York. Here is Dr. Aaron Katz.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome again to Katz's Corner here on WABC Radio in New York. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Katz, and we are live. If you'd like to give me a call this morning, I would love to hear from you. It's been a few weeks since I've been alone here in the studio with all of you, so it's a great opportunity for you to give me a call if you've had something on your mind, a question, a concern. 1-800-848-WABC is the number, 1-800-848-9222. Good morning, everyone. So glad you could join me. Sounds like it's going to be a little bit better day than yesterday. And either way, Halloween is around the corner. It's nice. I was out last night. Nice to see everybody. A lot of the young people out there all getting dressed up. I remember the days, you know, standing online, waiting to get into a bar. Oh, boy. Remember those days, hmm? But I want to thank my colleagues who took the helm for me while I was away. I was in San Antonio last weekend at a wonderful meeting. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. But Kevin Amarzo and Naveed Masani from NYU Winthrop talking about the cardiology team here and hypertension. If you've missed the show, you certainly can easily get that by checking out our website, which is winthropurology.com. Winthropurology.com. Great guys. So knowledgeable. We really have an outstanding cardiac team, and Naveed Masani is a nephrologist. And of course, if you have high blood pressure, this is a major concern for your kidneys, and that's why both the cardiology team and nephrology team are there together and giving you the latest and the greatest information. So thanks to those guys. And last weekend I was away. I was down in San Antonio at the ASTRO meeting, which is the American Society of Therapeutic Oncology, radiation oncology, all the biggest meeting for radiation doctors around the country, really around the world. And kudos to my friend and associate and colleague, Dr. Jonathan Haas. He had, I think, I don't know, 7 papers there talking about his experience with hypofractionated radiation therapy, which basically means that we can now deliver radiation in a much shorter period of time. And we are the leaders in this area with a technology known as CyberKnife. And it really, we've treated over, I believe it's about 4,000 men right now with localized prostate cancer. Amazingly, CyberKnife can be used for breast cancer, can be used for brain cancer. And there were experts from around the world, and they included me to come down and give the urologist's perspective, since I've taken care of many men who have had CyberKnife for prostate cancer and understand how to manage men after this, which is basically a 5-day treatment for prostate cancer. And I told them, frankly, that the majority of men that I see back have really free of any of the side effects that you would associate with a prostate cancer treatment. There's really no urinary incontinence. There's no need for catheterization. There's no need for hospitalization. So there's a lot of advantages. And yes, there can be some, in a subset of men, some side effects. A man can have some bowel discomfort, some rectal discomfort, some blood in the urine. That can happen, usually transient. And some men need medications for sexual dysfunction. It's hard to know sometimes with sexual dysfunction whether or not it is a result of the treatment, or it just goes along with the normal aging process? You know what I mean? And a lot of the men that get treated with CyberKnife are in their 70s, even men in their 80s, who already have pre-existing conditions, some pre-existing prostate conditions, urinary issues, sexual issues. So, you know, it's hard to sometimes decipher what and pick out, is it from the CyberKnife or just part of normal aging? And I was down there, and really a well-attended session, over 100 radiation oncologists that were there to learn about our program. And one of the nice things that we have, I will say, beyond just the technology itself, is the collaborative effort. So if you have prostate cancer and you come into our system, the NYU Winthrop system, you will be able to meet with physicians that are experts in radiation, that we have experts in robotic surgery. We have a number of robotic surgeons now at the hospital that are using the Da Vinci method to remove the prostate if it's necessary. And there are certainly some men that clearly benefit from having the prostate removed. And we have Dr. Joseph Dermal, Dr. Dave Gershbaum. We have in my practice, Dr. Anthony Corcoran, who's now taking out bladders with the robot. I mean, that's tremendous, because those patients, when I was training, wow, I mean, those patients would be in the hospital 2 weeks, and now they're in the hospital maybe 4 or 5 days, the bladder cancer patients, because it's a more complicated operation. It's a much more complicated thing because you have to reconstruct and make a new bladder. But really, the patients are doing quite well there. So we have a terrific team, and I'm very excited to be on this team. In addition, at NYU Winthrop now, I'm putting together an application for a new training program, a new residency program. Very excited about that. I see that my career is moving in the direction of training and teaching many young students out of medical school who want to become urologists, and it's a wonderful thing. The program will be 5 years. We'll now have approval from the hospital. Now we're putting our application into the residency committee, the National Residency Committee, and hopefully we'll have approval and have some residents here at NYU Winthrop. And there's also a lot of excitement about our potential new medical school here at NYU Winthrop in Mineola, which we hope will be approved rather quickly. And there's a lot of excitement, and our CEO, John Collins, has really done a terrific job with integrating NYU. And it's a big job. It's a huge job. It's a huge effort, because now we are on the electronic medical system with NYU. So if you want to see a doctor in Manhattan, or you want to come out to Long Island, we're able to access your records. So it's not like we have to look through charts and call doctors. It's all right there. That's the beauty of using the electronic medical system. If you want to give me a call, the number is 1-800-848-WABC. That number again is 1-800-848-9222. So glad that you could join me this morning here on Katz's Corner. A couple of weeks ago at the hospital, we had an outstanding speaker, Matt Cooperberg, from University of California, San Francisco, talking about the new ways of screening for prostate cancer. He's an expert. He's a professor of urology, and he came out to speak. Once a year, we have a big visiting professor or lectureship, and Matt Cooperberg came out, and really, I told him myself, I said, this is the best prostate cancer lecture I've ever seen. It was unbelievable. And it was nice to see and hear him talk and confirm a lot of the things that we're doing here at NYU Winthrop that's being done out at other medical centers. And clearly, as I've mentioned here on Katz's Corner before, the PSA controversy, and a lot of the urologists that are involved in this, again, feel very strongly, as I do myself, about continued screening, because he mentioned, and you know, he has access to the national data of prostate cancer, and he himself has said that now that some of the doctors are not using PSA regularly, we're starting to see more men come in with metastatic advanced prostate cancer. I mean, that's horrible. I mean, And some of the recommendations that have been made, you know, to not screen men that are even over the age of 69. I mean, I think that there is a role for that, especially men that are healthy, that don't have any other significant medical problems. And we're starting to see now men that are coming in their 70s, 80s that haven't been screened, that are coming in with PSAs of, you know, in the hundreds. I mean, and, you know, those patients are going to wind up with disease in the bone. There's going to be bone pain. There's going to be bone fractures. So come on. I mean, you know, we need to do a better effort here. And to broadly state that we shouldn't be screening men over the 69, at least, the United States Preventative Task Force, which originally came out, I think it was 2011, 2012, and said no one should be screened. Now they've changed their recommendation and say, well, you know, between the ages of 55 and 69, okay, we can screen men and have a long discussion with men about a paired discussion about the risks and the benefits of screening for prostate cancer. But I think it's clearly needed and has made a huge impact on so many men and their lives. 1-800-848-WABC is the number, 1-800-848-9222. Over the summer, at the end of the summer, I was invited to give a lecture in Paris, which was wonderful. And I actually got to go this time, too, and I hadn't been before, to Normandy, which, if you haven't been, is an extraordinary experience, to experience something in our history, the biggest battle ever in our history, and, you know, just very moving and emotional. So I spent a day out in Normandy, and then I was asked to give a lecture on focal cryotherapy, which is a modality that I've been using in the practice here, and I was using it before I came to Winthrop. I was using it at Columbia, and it has been now accepted, and the idea of not treating the entire gland. We do this for kidney cancer. We do partial nephrectomy, where we can just take out part of the kidney. We're now using it for prostate cancer. And it's really turning out quite well, and I was asked to go over there and in Paris and talk at the Endourology Society meeting. It's an outpatient type of a procedure where we can now place very thin needles into the area of the cancer and ablate or kill it using cold technology, using an argon gas. And we can do this for patients that have had prior radiation and have a recurrence in one area, or if you've never had any treatment at all, or if you've had a radiation for other conditions, maybe colon or rectal cancer, and can't have additional radiation, it certainly can work out quite well. It's an outpatient procedure. It's covered by all the insurance carriers, including Medicare. Takes about an hour to do, and has really worked out quite well. And I was talking about the quality of life in men that have undergone this procedure. I want to let everyone know that at NYU Winthrop, we are proud to present a Cancer Awareness and Education Day. And this event is going to take place next Saturday. It's November 3rd from 9 a.m. in the morning to 3 p.m. in the afternoon at the NYU Winthrop Research and Academic Center, which is located in beautiful downtown Mineola. And this day will be a day of learning. It's for patients. It's for survivors. It's for caregivers. If you're interested in, as you should be, prevention of cancer, detection of multiple cancers, not just prostate cancer, but there's a whole day of a variety of different cancers, experts speaking from NYU Winthrop. The whole morning session will focus on screening, prevention, nutrition. There'll be talks on genetics, survivorship, and clinical trials. And then in the afternoon, you can choose smaller sessions to attend based upon, you know, the type of cancer that you may have, whether it be a bloodborne cancer like a leukemia, lymphoma, or prostate, bladder cancer. We have an expert, John Allendorf, who's going to be talking on pancreatic cancer. We have experts talking on colorectal and GYN cancer and breast cancer, lung and skin cancer. So really a full day event. Again, that'll be next Saturday, November 3rd. And if you want to register, you can do that at 212 563-2266. It's a free program, by the way. Or you can just go on to the website. It's nyulangone.org, nyulangone.org, and check out the cancer events. Again, that number again, if you want to attend this free Cancer Awareness and Education Day, that's next Saturday, November 3rd, at the NYU Winthrop Research and Academic Center, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I'm sure it will be an outstanding day. I hope that you can consider this. And if you don't want to go, maybe you have a loved one that has recently been diagnosed or touched with cancer, this would be a wonderful opportunity. So please check that out. 1-800-848-9222 is the phone number if you want to give me a call now. Phone lines are open this morning. And I also want to mention that now at NYU Winthrop, we have a number of different options for men with urinary dysfunction, urinary disorders, BPH. And my colleague, Dr. Jeffrey Schiff, has done a terrific job in working with a number of new technologies. There's one called the Resume, which is for men with an enlarging prostate and urinary symptoms using a steam or heat type of a treatment. This can be done in the office. There are a number of options now for men in the office, where we didn't have those years before. Well, most men that, or all men that had urinary difficulties, you'd have to go to the hospital, and some men still do. But that's really dropped off significantly with these office-based procedures. The UroLift procedure, which he's been recognized as an expert in the field, where there are small little sutures that can be placed in the prostate, again, in the office with the aid of a cystoscope, and pulls back the lobes of the prostate that are blocking the urethra. And I see this time and time again. Men are coming into the office now. I know it seems perhaps during the winter months, seems like things get a little bit, maybe it's also a component of colder weather and spasms of muscles down there. But it's amazing, because men go down to Florida and they say, oh, you know, I was doing fine down there in the warmer weather. But as the colder weather comes back up here, and men that have been, let's say, on medical therapy, and there's a lot of different medical therapies that are available, which can help. It can help, and some of these medications can also have side effects that men may not be happy about, specifically dizziness. If you take these pills, some of them can affect your blood pressure. Some of them can affect your ability to have normal sexual function, whether it be a reduced orgasm or retrograde ejaculation, or just the fact that some of the medicines don't work. I mean, I saw a gentleman just... Well, so a bunch of guys this week that have been on medical therapy for a while, and feeling that they would like to have some type of a procedure. Because, you know, the symptoms that a lot of men have, you know, with the urinary issues can really interfere with your quality of life. You know, we're not talking about cancer where it's going to, you know, affect, you know, your mortality here. But it's certainly something that, there's no doubt, can affect your mood, you know, especially if you're starting to have a situation where you're having urinary leakage, you're going to the bathroom every few hours, you can't sit through a restaurant, you can't go to a movie, you know where every single bathroom is or toilet, and you're planning out, you know, are you going to... I was speaking to a gentleman just, I guess it was yesterday, who was coming down on Friday, who was coming down to see me in the Park Avenue office from Connecticut. And he's like, you know, I had to stop off three times. And at one time I had to stop off in the Bronx in a McDonald's, and I wasn't sure if they were going to let me use the bathroom. And I had to run into the bathroom, but there's no other place I could find. And I was here in the middle of the Bronx. So what I'm saying is that, you know, if you're having these types of issues, first of all, okay, if you're having these types of symptoms, they can be an early warning sign for a number of conditions. You need to get in to see a urologist. And, you know, you don't need... sometimes, depending upon your insurance, you may need a referral. If you have a Medicare, You don't need a referral, but if you have other insurance carriers, you first need to go to your primary care physician. And if you don't have one and you want one and you're out here on Long Island, you can certainly get one here at NYU Winthrop because we've got great guys throughout all Long Island now. The Winthrop Internal Medicine Associates, or you can just go on to winthrop.org or nyuwinthrop.org and check out, because you need a primary care doctor. But if you have Medicare, you can go typically right to a urologist and get evaluated. But again, if you're having these early warning signs and you're noticing that, you know, the urinary stream, the urinary pattern, if you're having any blood in the urine, burning on urination, you may have an infection, you need to get in and be evaluated. And that evaluation is typically not that bad. I mean, you might have to have a rectal examination. Okay. We typically do an ultrasound of the bladder, which is non-invasive. Okay. You have a urine test, probably a blood test to check your PSA. But these things need to be done, and don't wait too long. Okay. And, you know, because sometimes we see men and they wait too long and they're not emptying their bladder well. And then the bladder kind of, you know, backs up with urine, and God only gave us one bladder, and you don't want to damage your bladder. I saw a gentleman this week that is no longer able to urinate on his own and now has to catheterize himself with a tube every, you know, 6 or 7 hours. No, it doesn't happen that often, but have I seen that happen in my career? Yeah, many times. And you know, and you look inside someone's bladder and you can already see that the bladder has been damaged. It's because over time, the pressures have built up, that the prostate has been blocking, the urine is not allowed to flow out. And so if you're starting to have these early warning signs, that's the time when you want to get in. And you may not need any treatment at all. Now, I've mentioned we have some new modalities. That's not for everyone. And a lot of times I see men, and they don't need treatment. Or sometimes we put them on herbal compounds or change their diet or, you know, lifestyle modifications, especially if men are getting up a lot at night. You ask someone, well, you know, they're getting up 3 or 4 times a night, but they're also drinking diet sodas and coffee before they go to bed or having a few beers at night. There are certainly things that we can check out and just tweak a little bit in your life. And you may not need a medication. You may not need treatment. But you won't know until you get checked out. And so I'm thankful that we have guys like Dr. Jeffrey Schiff, who's now really working on some of the newer techniques like the UroLift, like the Rezūm. And then we also have colleagues at NYU Winthrop that are in the interventional radiology department, where we have patients that have very large prostates, and some of them can be taken out with a robot, and Dr. Anthony Corcoran has done a terrific job in removing the blocking prostate tissue. That can be done. But, you know, if you're a little bit older and you may not be a great surgical candidate to have that done, we have our colleagues, Dr. Jason Hoffman, Dr. Manny Hahn, who really has done a great job for many of our patients, where they put a small coil in the artery, the blood flow to the prostate, and shrinks the prostate down rather quickly. And by reducing the blood flow, reducing the size, it'll also reduce your PSA. That's not a reason to have it, but that's kind of like a secondary benefit, let's say. It will improve your urinary symptoms. And some men we've seen that have been in urinary retention, they can't urinate at all, and they have a catheter in. And they have we do an ultrasound, and you see the prostate size, which normally is about, let's say, 40 or 50. Some of these patients have, you know, 150, 200-gram prostate. And, you know, if you are in reasonable health otherwise, you can have this removed robotically. And Dr. Anthony Corcoran has done a number of those. But if not, we have other choices. And sometimes we try medication. But if you're at that stage where it's, you know, kind of like end stage, I would call it, where you're no longer urinating and your bladder has decompensated, the medication may not work. Sometimes we try the medication, and there's some newer medications that are a little bit more tailored to the prostate, so you don't have as many systemic side effects, let's say, from these medications. But they don't work. They don't work in everyone. Some of the guys, it does work, and you can stay on the medication for years. And it's not like you take the medication for a couple of weeks and then you're done. Now, this is a lifelong commitment, but it's like anything else. You know, if you you have high cholesterol, you're not going to just take that medication for a couple of weeks and stop it. You know, you need to take it so that you can prevent a future event, a heart attack, if you have high cholesterol. Well, for the prostate medication, you're taking it to prevent a future event, which is urinary retention, where you can't urinate at all. So it's all about risk reduction. It's about understanding the different treatment modalities, their risks, and their benefits. And for what I've seen and again, a lot of these minimally invasive office-based procedures, they're not out that long. I'm talking about maybe 2-3 years. That's, you know, at most. I mean, there's some data that show 5-year studies, but, you know, our experience is about 3 years. But I have not seen any major side effects from it. It does require a catheter overnight, and it does require that, you come into the office. The procedure takes about 20 minutes to do. So if you're interested in any of those techniques, you can certainly give us a call. Our office number is 516-535-1900. That number again is 516-535-1900. And now we've added a new faculty member, Dr. Felix Chung, who was on our show a few weeks back. He was our resident at Stony Brook, and then he did a fellowship at Memorial, and now he's back doing a female and reconstructive urology, and he's now seeing patients out at Beth Page. We have doctors that are seeing patients out all the way out east at Riverhead and Garden City, as well as in Manhattan. And I'm happy to say with the NYU integration, we now have a lot of different medical doctors from the NYU team that are throughout, of course, Manhattan, but also now on Long Island. And one of the other things I think that I've talked about in past shows, one of the advantages of being associated with a fantastic medical center like NYU Langone is that if you are, and as Dr. Masani was talking about last week, have high blood pressure and you've had some issues with your kidneys and you're starting to have kidney failure and may need a kidney transplant, the patients now can be evaluated here. We actually opened up a beautiful office in the same space, actually, where I see patients on 1300 Franklin Avenue for patients that require or may require a transplant. And you can be evaluated right here on Long Island. The transplant doctors come out here. We have a team out here. They evaluate you. And if you needed to have a kidney or a heart transplant or a lung transplant, you can be evaluated here, have your surgery in Manhattan, and then come back to Long Island and be followed. So one of the other fantastic, really, resources now that we have, since we are now integrated and affiliated with NYU down in Manhattan. So a lot of exciting things here. And I want to, again, give my congratulations. We had our hospital gala last weekend to the board and to our CEO, John Collins, for really doing an outstanding job. And I'm optimistic about the future here for medicine with the electronic medical record, with our efficiencies, our quality of care. We're being recognized now as one of the best hospitals in the area by U.S. News and World Report. Well, I'm told that that's the end of the show today. Hope you enjoyed that. And I will see you next week here on Katz's Corner every Sunday, 7 a.m., 7:30 on Katz's Corner, WABC Radio, 770 a.m. in New York. WinthropUrology.com is our website. If you missed any of the shows and want to check them out, it's easy to do. Have a great Sunday, everyone. This is Dr. Aaron Katz.
WABC, New York.